Welcome to this day's Kartik inspiration. Today, let us look at a very essential and hope-giving principle of a spiritual practice. Especially when we try to increase the bar and go deeper into our spiritual practice, there will come a moment when we just cannot go further on our own strengths. Our physical body may become tired. Our mind may go into a revolution mode and hold up a sign, "I can't, I won't, I don't like." and we will not be able to move further. Good. Now you know you have reached your limit and you need help to cross any limit which you have. This calling out for help is the essential principle in bhakti, which distinguishes bhakti from impersonal yoga, karma kanda, jnana kanda, because there's someone who listens, someone who sees. He has tried or she has tried their best. Now help is required. In the Harinam Chintamani, Haridas Thakur speaks about this in a very, very moving way. Imagine he is the acharya who chants from sunrise to sunset and throughout most of the night. Tears run down his face, and as Vrindavan Das Thakur observes or says, ecstatic symptoms cover him like a swarm of ants will cover some sugar peas. He is absolutely absorbed, but he says, it is impossible for the living entity to single-handedly avoid and overcome the illusion of distraction. Only by the mercy of the Lord this is accomplished, and it is accomplished with ease. Therefore, it is essential for me to prayerfully beg for the Lord's grace with great humility, for this is the only means to salvation from this offense. It's good to come to a humble position. The humble position in spiritual life is the high position from which you can reach what is otherwise unreachable for you. The way up is the way down. Become humble, and from this humble realization, I can't do it alone. I can't overcome the illusion of distraction, how the whole world runs through my mind when I try to focus it. You come to this position of humble recognition. Oh, you can pray, and then not by your own power, but by Krishna's mercy, who responds to such a humble expression, you will reach new levels of your spiritual practice.